This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Kurt Coochie Board.
We couldn't do diddly.
Who the hell are you?
Chargers, go!
I don't need more of our listeners. Listen to me.
Kick the ball, you little bitch!
Freaking
bitch! Freaking punch it, bitch!
He's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
Come on!
Let's be great, baby. Let's be great.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
We love
Majestics.
Let's be great, baby. Come on.
Mr. Unlimited.
He's less insufferable now?
No, I don't. Because they showed him on the sideline just the other day. I was watching them play. Who'd they just play?
Cleveland.
Yeah, they showed him on the sideline. He was doing the same crap.
You know when I knew that he wasn't different? Was when he was ruled out of a game, not on the active roster, and wore full uniform on the sideline, including pads. This season.
Boy, you want to talk about a guy that's exhausting to be around? I give you Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
I played with him in Seattle and he hates
him. Seattle.
He says he's such a douche.
Broncos orange, let's ride.
Yeah, he really does seem it.
He is.
And he just does not, you know, some guys seem like they'd be cool hangs. Yeah. And other guys, it's just like, I don't. Yeah. Like it's Russell freaking Wilson. You'd think that it'd be kind of cool to talk to him or whatever.
Wrong.
I don't want get out of here.
Wrong.
Leave me alone, Russell.
Can I hang out if his wife's there, because boy, I contend
she's a hottie.
She is just as good as it gets. And then I sit there and I'm like, how, Russ?
Do you think she likes him?
It's a tough call. Tough call. Who's to say who likes, you know, between husband and wife? I mean, that's. It's a tough call. I know lots of people that hate their spouse.
It's pretty wild that she made the leap from Future, the rapper, who was nothing like Russell Wilson, to Russell Wilson.
Is it possible that the Future guy was just such a just a bad human being that she just went like far too, like, just give me the cheesiest, yeah, corniest.
She's like, I need to clean up my life and get a good Christian man. And she, yes, went over to Russ.
She ended up with Mr. Unmeet.
Is Russ even good looking?
I don't think he's bad, I mean, is he... looking. You know, he's, yeah, I mean, I'd say he's a handsome fellow.
I think he's attractive to some.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Just, he's all right. Huh? I wouldn't say he's the most handsome guy in the NFL, but I wouldn't say he's, you know, he's ugly.
He's no Tom Brady.
He is no Tom Brady. Although Tom, you know, Tom's got the fake hair and the teeth and...
Touchdown, Tommy.
And you know, be careful. Tom is a leading candidate for middle-aged lesbianism. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you can see it.
I don't know how old Tom is right now. Tom's like, what, 40...
46?
Yeah, something like that.
47.
Yeah, he's 47. You take a look at Tommy right here. You can see it coming.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I see him on the broadcast. Yeah.
He's going to be hanging out with Dana Carvey real, real soon.
He's a candidate.
You know, next thing you know, he's with John Bon Jovi, and it's, whoo.
Well,
some more Botox, and it's happening.
The latest on your boy Luigi Mangione.
This guy.
The big conspiracy now is that it wasn't him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because the eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening is...
Yeah, I saw the brows.
People are going back and looking at the photo they released of the sus.
Yeah.
And comparing his eyebrows to the rather...
Bushy.
Yes, the rather prominent eyebrows of Mr. Mangione, whom they, yeah, arrested. And they don't match.
No, it does feel like the bushy brow. It appears, at least on the photo, that it is two different brows.
Hey, you give an Italian 5 days to grow some hair. You know?
See, and that's the weird part. You would think if they were bushy in the photo and then were trimmed up in his arrest, but it's the other way around. So how do you grow that level of bush just a couple days?
In the photo, it was a little bit more of a unibrow.
Yeah.
Whereas his are distinctively, like, there is nothing in the middle, yeah, of his.
It's a little weird.
So it is weird. And what that is leading people to then think, because Luigi said he didn't know where the money came from. They said they found him with $10,000.
Yeah. It was $8,000 in US.
Eight
in 2004,
yeah,
in a passport.
Yeah. And they asked him about that. And he said, I have no earthly idea where the money came from. I did, yeah, not have $8,000 on me.
No.
So perhaps a mistake by the officials, mm-hmm, huh? Mm-hmm. The other thing is, they're saying, well, okay, we don't have all the details yet, but why is he then sitting in a McDonald's with the gun and manifesto and $8,000 in cash?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that doesn't seem right. It's weird.
Yeah, by the way, we're finding out the manifesto was way more than two pages.
262
pages. And that makes me feel a little better.
There you go.
I told you when he got arrested, I did not like a two-page manifesto. I said, that's just, I need more from my manifesto. So this is a little better, yeah, that he...
That's, know, like horseradish.
Yeah, so 260 pages.
The conspiracy theorists are saying that he was not the shooter. He was given the gun and the bag, yeah, or the backpack or whatever, because he looked like perhaps the shooter. He was given all the stuff by whoever's covering this up.
Of course.
And he will be thrown in jail and probably, quote, killed off and go live in hiding with a bunch of money for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And
God, I love conspiracy
it
theories.
Will never, it was never him. It was not him. He just looks like him. And we don't know who him is. That's the new conspiracy theory. And quite frankly, I'm here for it.
Well, he was super pissed. So they said when they arrested him, he would not speak to authorities. He was stonewalling them. And there's video of them dragging him into the courtroom. And he is kicking and fighting. And he's yelling, saying that it's an insult to... It's hard to make out.
He says something like it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people and the living condition or something like that.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a profound statement in like the 12 seconds they are ushering him from the vehicle inside the building.
Yeah. Which, you know what, bud? Go away. You're 15. Enjoy your 15 minutes and then have fun being in the Supermax prison.
So my question for that theory, Isaac, though, is that are they saying that the kid that they found or that is... on the hook for this.
Luigi
does have all of these other past issues with his back and with, like, or is that?
Yeah. No, okay, that's so, Luigi.
Okay. So
because you got to talk so about him like his real life, because his family is out there
right,
saying
but so they,
this is shot. Everybody who knows
so
Luigi.
So they picked this kid out ahead of time or after the shooting?
That's
to take
question.
The fall.
I don't know.
Because, like, I would think you'd have to have this plan that he was going to be your fall guy for a long time. You're not coming up with Luigi to fit the profile
no,
overnight.
I don't think you pick Luigi in 2 days. But I think that, again, you're making me sound like I'm this conspiracy theorist
who thinks all this. If it said what the
no,
conspiracy theory
and
said.
Listen, I haven't gone down these rabbit holes very far.
I sent you another one.
I just saw that. That's the latest. Is that and the eyebrows do not match. So that is interesting.
Yeah,
and of course, when something like that happens,
then everything's open.
Yes, now everything's open, and he did say, I don't know where the money came from. So the idea now, the big theory is that they handed him the gun in the bag, and he sat in McDonald's and waited to get caught. And he was probably sitting around in a lot of places waiting to get caught, and he got caught. And now he is. Watch this. Okay, the next thing, if there's any validity to this, eventually. He is going to. He's going to be protected behind bars, and eventually he is going to disappear. Death, or you know something. I don't know.
Epstein treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then what are we to say?
The best part is, and I'm not saying that it's his fault, but this is like Joe Rogan has become the most popular guy in the country based on this. Nothing can be simple anymore. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing as. Guy gets radicalized, loses his marbles a little bit, gets a gun, shoots a guy in the head. It doesn't exist. Everything has to be a conspiracy. And then the Rogan thing is, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I don't know if it's a conspiracy.
But you have to at least think about it.
But you got to think about it. You got to think about it. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know if there was election fraud, but we also know that there's no such thing as no election fraud. Therefore, like, we're in this constant perpetual loop of refusing to believe anything. We've gone from
it's a fake news era, baby.
Yeah, this is just where we're at. And so there's never a crime or an event that gets publicized that the vast number of people can just accept as this happened. That doesn't exist anymore. And it's, while it's kind of entertaining, but at the same time, it's exhausting and also just,
you don't have to consume it.
No.
I haven't heard Rogan in years. Well,
I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying
hear snippets.
This sort of mentality is just.
Oh, it's totally exhausting.
Yes.
But hey, the pictures.
Like that media playbook specifically.
The pictures don't match up.
Yeah.
Browns.
Okay. If they did, we'd move on to something else.
If the brow doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's right.
And maybe it started with the OJ thing, right? Maybe that was the first one where it's like, well, if you question this, then you have to question the whole thing. Oh, and by the way, speaking of prison, you know the dude that jumped over the bench in Las Vegas to attack me?
Yeah.
That dude, that's the greatest clip in courtroom history.
Yeah, quite the quite the elevation on that.
Yeah. Dude, they gave that dude 26 years in prison for that today.
Just for that?
Just for that.
Well, what was he in court for in the first
place? Like some sort of battery thing. But yeah, dude, they dinged him. They said it was an attack on justice itself. So note to everyone out there, if you're thinking about a Superman leap over the bench to get to the judge, 26 years in prison.
Wow. Where was that?
I think it was in Las Vegas, I think. Did that seem a bit? Yeah, it was Las Vegas District Court. Did that seem a bit? 26 years?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else he did. He's probably a dangerous guy. Look, if he has the judgment to jump over the bench and try to strangle a judge, maybe he should go away for 26 years.
Yeah, he was spending time behind bars for an attempted battery case, and remember, she denied him his parole, and that's when he was like, ah.
Well. He clearly has poor judgment, so maybe he should look. I hate to say this, I really do, Jace. Mm. But I was watching one of those sort of behind bars shows, you know, where they interview inmates and stuff. And these guys are murderers.
Yeah.
You know, listening to them talk, there are some people, and it may not even be commiserate with what they have done.
Yeah.
There are some people that should just not be in free society.
100%. I say this all the time.
And that doesn't mean that they have committed murder, right? Like, yeah. I know that's really unfair to say that, hey, this guy who really hasn't done all that much except jump over a, you know, he's probably one of those guys where, like, you just can't be free, dude.
Yeah, I think about that.
You don't have the judgment.
Yeah, I think about that. The dude that was, remember he was on the, he kept riding the Max and he would, you know, leave fluids on people and, like, cut their hair. Guy. Like, I understand that dude should just go away forever. He should never be allowed back in society.
Yeah, and some of these, I think there's a difference between real mental illness and what I'm talking about. Like, did you ever watch that show? I think we talked about it here, but it was the show where the, and I can't remember what streaming service it was on, but it was, I think, in Arkansas or Alabama, and the warden came in and he opened the doors to the jail. He said, I am going to do something different here. I am going to let you guys. And again, they were all still.
It was on Netflix. It was called, like, Unlocked or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were all still in prison.
Yeah.
But he was. They were. It was normally a 23-hour lockdown prison.
Yeah.
He said, no more 23-hour lockdown. You guys are just going to have to fend for yourselves. You're all in commons area together. And I want you to form relationships. I, you know, we're going to watch you. But I want you to be able to. I want to try to. Start a rehab process, right?
Yes.
I watched that show. Did you watch that show?
I know of what you speak, and I think I watched pieces of it, but it never hooked me where I watched the whole thing.
Look, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And when you watch that, and they are filming these inmates talking, and they're interviewing them and everything, there's no helping these guys. And look, these guys, it's not all of them. Some of them are going to get out and probably, hopefully, rehab their lives.
Yeah.
But there are others that are going to get out, and even though they should get out because they've served their time,
they'll go right back.
They'll be right back in there because you can. They just don't have what it takes to settle into society. They can't do it.
No,
and you can see it. They say it. It's really sad.
Yeah.
But it's like,
what do you do?
What do you do with people like this?
Yeah.
They're not crazy.
Yeah.
They're not. They're murderers.
Yeah.
But. They're going to be back in there because they don't have good judgment.
Yeah. And those are the people that 100 or 200 years ago, society would have picked off. You know, something would have gotten them in the wild. You know what I mean? They would have crossed the wrong.
Or society would have just had enough and said, done with you.
Yeah, pretty much. But now, not so much. Now we just send you to San Francisco.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Huh? Yeah, what's that mean?
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Trouble San Francisco.
Oh, we desperately have to break, but
that's a change of subject.
Something for the first time shut down.
What the hell?
And this happened in San Francisco. Think about it. There was one of these has never shut down before in the history of the company, and they had to shut it down in San Francisco.
Did you answer the question? What was that about? What are your little dig on San Francisco there?
Well, we'll talk about
Ryan's hometown.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Ryan Buckley.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Portland's got some issues too.
Yeah. God dang, man. All right, we'll be right back.
God dang, man.
God dang, man. Oh, man. Club 1080 on the fan.
Before I get to San Francisco being the armpit butt crack of America and something having to shut down, blah, blah, blah. Tom Brady's auction is officially closed.
Mm-hmm.
Tom sold 41 pieces of crap that he had laying around his place.
You know where he's from? The San Francisco Bay Area.
And he made over $9 million.
God, really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he just cleaned out his closet and thought he could make 8 figures, and he did.
Could you make $9 million cleaning out your closet?
Think about that. If you had to pull together 41 of your things, and by the way,
why is he doing this? Not
41 of your best things, just 41 things you've got laying around.
You're just not using them anymore.
Could I get $9?
$9 million.
God.
Yeah.
What do you think the Rop back shaver goes for?
I just bought new blades for my bad boy.
Did you?
Yeah. God, that thing's great.
I haven't used one yet.
It is so sad that if I had to pool together, like, what I... Like if we had a prime time auction and we both had to bring... Like, I do have jerseys. I don't know what those would sell
for. Game-used helmet?
Yeah, I've got 3 used helmets. Like, what would a
anything that Warren Sapp touched from the Super Bowl team?
Yeah, I got a pair of Warren Sapp Jordan shoes.
There you go.
So, but those aren't, I mean, those wouldn't be mine. Those would just be Warren Sapp's. But I guess, yeah, I think I still have those somewhere. Like, what does my helmet go for? Like $100? 70, 75? Who wants a Scottish Claymores or a lightly used Denver Broncos?
Only helmet? The biggest Scottish Claymores fans in the world.
$79.95. Yeah, I got.
Could you get that for a Claymores helmet?
You what?
Could you get that for a Claymores helmet? $80.
No. Why? Who would pay $80 for that?
Someone who loved the Claymores.
No offense.
I would be more likely to have someone that was a fan of the show.
Or BYU.
Or BYU. Yeah, I got a BYU helmet. I don't
know. NFL fans are crazy. Something Bucks related, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I got all my old dumb jerseys and that crap, but it's all just sitting in a box. I got some BYU bull rings somewhere, although I've lost a couple of those. And by the way, Buckley, your armpit of a city, for the first time ever, due to crime and theft, a In-N-Out has had to shut down. In-N-Out has never shut down a location. And the one down in the...
Really?
Is it by Fisherman's Wharf?
Yeah, by Fisherman's
Wharf. Yeah, that place is a hellhole.
Is Fisherman's Wharf getting bad?
Yeah. It's really bad because...
What's going on? Homeless?
Yeah.
Well, and also, it still attracts... It still attracts, like, the dumbest tourists. If we're being... Like it's got, like, tchotchke shops and carnival games. And, like, there's not... Of all the things you can do in San Francisco, it's one of the worst, and it draws a lot of people. It's where you go to buy your generic San Francisco apparel. Yeah. And so I think people there get targeted, and then there ends up being more crime. So the crime people hang out there. It's gotten bad.
Of course, you know, that now one side is freaking out and being like, San Francisco's the worst place. I was in San Francisco last year, and it was
You piece of garbage! Didn't Portland have to shut down their Nike stores?
Yeah, Portland and REI, right?
Yeah, so not the first ones.
Yeah, in your face.
But hey,
bitch,
never have shut down an In-N-Out. The In-N-Out here is her.
That's because there isn't one in the Portland city limits. Damn, believe it would have been shut down.
Yeah, there isn't one, is there? Is that the only In-N-Out we have? Is the one down
Salem,
in
right?
Salem, right? Or Kaiser?
They're trying to bring that one to Beaverton, I think.
Yeah,
you've been in the news on that back and forth for a while.
Yeah. But I just, you know, the one side of the alley is, I love that they love when something like that happens.
Well, it's because, I mean,
like,
I'm sure this issue in San Francisco has happened for a lot of businesses, but because it's the iconic In-N-Out burger, people are like, well, crime's gone too far now.
It was like,
can't get our double doubles, they're animal style.
Like when Ricky Pearsall got shot, everyone's like, I told you. No one's ever been shot before.
Yeah, some kid drove in from an hour and a half away in Tracy and was trying to jack his Rolex.
Nah, it's because of San Francisco.
Yeah.
That was crazy, that story.
Yeah, and they said he's out there playing.
Somebody said that, I'm going to get the stat wrong, but there was a point in time where Ricky Pearsall had played more games after getting shot in the chest than Joel Embiid, who just had sore knees.
God.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, he did. The best part, he got shot in the chest, and then he held that guy down. And, he wrestled the gun away and shot the other dude, and then walked himself to the... to the ambulance, put a shirt over his.
And the first responder said that he actually helped, he helped himself physically, by holding the wound and stuff. They said he was a perfect.
Did you see a
patient victim?
So you know the Kelsey and Mahomes got robbed while they were playing a game.
Yeah, as Burrow did. Now
Burrow got his house broken into last night.
Yeah.
Did you see the details of his house sitter?
Well, yeah, some hot model.
SI swimsuit model. God,
that guy's life. You
he
know that.
He was having her house sit because of things like this. And what happened when the break-in happened? She called her mom.
By the way, I don't think that's the only reason he had her house sitting.
Well, he's got a girlfriend, but...
maybe not anymore.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, he might have got caught red-handed there.
You imagine of all the ways you get caught, you got a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
You have a side piece house sitting for you while your girl is with you on the road in Dallas, and she calls her mom and it gets out.
Which would you rather have, that get out so that your girlfriend knows about it?
Or actually be robbed?
Or be robbed. If you're Joe Burrow.
If you're Burrow.
I think you just take the robbing.
You're like, whatever.
Guess it depends what they make off with.
That's true.
Well, it can't be that much, can it? I mean, they said, it was $100,000 in cash? Or no, Kelsey had $10,000 in cash or something?
What if they took his national championship ring or
whatever
Heisman or something?
Dude, I got to tell you, I don't know.
It's not worth the trouble Olivia's going to be bringing to your...
Well, Olivia's the one that was in his house.
Yeah, that was the house sitter.
Oh, that's his girlfriend then. His girlfriend is Olivia Holtzmacher.
Oh, no, this lady is Olivia Ponte.
So he's got a side Olivia, apparently.
Yeah, I think he's got two different...
He's got side Olivias.
Boy, is that hard to keep straight? Which Olivia you're texting?
Or is that brilliant?
You got to be careful with the phone, though, man.
That's what I'm saying. You punch the wrong Olivia in and you start your typing.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with that one. But if you're Joe Burrow, I'm sure this this Olivia, whatever, with the holes mocker, I'm sure she's hot and great, but oh no, she broke up with me. I now have to date the SI Olivia. Like, you know, you don't have to really change anything other than you just go from one Olivia to the other one.
Well, now one of our listeners is bursting our bubble and saying that the girlfriend is... the house sitter girl, the other Olivia, is friends with Burrow's girlfriend. So they probably had threesomes.
Two Olivias for the price of one.
But seriously, his life's great.
Yes.
I want to be Joe Burrow.
I think everyone wants to be Joe Burrow.
I didn't like the frosted tips, but that's okay. But he's young.
He was wearing a onesie last night, too.
He's had some...
questionable.
His wardrobe at times has resembled Ellen DeGeneres, but...
Well, I think sometimes these guys try a little too hard to be fashionable.
Well, and you know,
I just don't think it fits him. Like, when Cam Newton does it, it may fit what Cam... What Joe Burrow does, fashion-wise, doesn't really seem to fit...
I'm sorry, it doesn't work for the white guys.
The personality of Joe Burrow. Like, he's like Cincinnati. I mean, put on some overalls, dude.
Nope.
You know?
He's a fashion man.
Well, I mean, I'm not telling him what to do.
He was wearing a striped onesie, for God's sakes.
Was that a onesie or a two-piece matching thing? I thought it was two pieces.
That was a onesie. I thought it looked like this.
Either way, it looked like art.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a onesie, but...
Art.
Looked like he was wearing abstract art.
Well, it probably cost more than our car.
Oh,
so,
I'm sure.
You know.
Definitely more than my little Subaru.
All right.
We're so far behind.
I know. So let's go to Buck with Sports.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I have more San Francisco news, just to pile on a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
So there's a bunch of billboards in San Francisco, and they are they basically say, stop hiring humans.
Run that by me again.
Is it like an AI company or an automation company that's, yes, that's advertising for themselves?
Yes. Well, people are pissed because they're all over.
Humans are doing something about it, are they?
At like bus stops and things like that. Where it's just there, it's this company called Artisan. They are a AI tech company.
See, we don't take that kind of crap in San Francisco.
And people are pissed off because they are literally advertising to two businesses to stop hiring humans.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
And what they offer, what Artisan offers, yeah, is a, they have a sales agent. Mm-hmm. It's like an AI sales agent. They basically, there's no human input. It costs 96% less than hiring someone to do the job. And they basically find and message potential clients.
Huh. Well, this is problematic. Like, as AI gets better, it's like, it's the idea of like the self-driving taxis and all that stuff. Like, how many people drive Uber because they have to, or cabbies, truckers? There was an article in Rolling Stone years ago that said, and I think this is still true, that truckers are it's the highest paying, and there's more of them for non-college educated people in the United States. It's the number one job for if you don't have a college degree. It's the best job you can get in the United States as far as pay and the number of people. And they're like, what happens in 10 years when there's no more truckers? At least no more long-haul truckers.
Well, and like, I think about longshoremen that way too. We had a huge strike recently. Like,
and some of that was over automation.
Most of it was over automation because so many of those jobs could be eliminated and people could be a lot safer.
Well, isn't it pretty dystopian that you're walking around and like all the billboards are saying stop hiring
people.
Don't hire humans.
That's why the good people of San Francisco are standing up.
Yeah, they're not happy out there.
It is weird. Like, I mean, in our lifetime, this won't be our kids. This will be us. There will be a crisis.
Someone brought it up on the YouTube chat earlier today. How long until some of this radio stuff's automated? I'm like, I'll be the first one to go here. You're not going to need me at some point in a couple of years.
Oh, well, hopefully.
I mean, now, like, you listen to...
I'm just kidding.
Do you listen to Spotify?
Yeah.
So do you have the Spotify DJ?
I don't do that, but yes, I've heard it.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, when you do like your year-end rap, it's like, yeah, I'm your Spotify DJ. And then, you know, he's spinning your hits. And
I'm sure they could get somebody or something, an automation, to just take you to break, bring you back, play a couple drops here and there.
Another one of the billboard shows, like,
doesn't get catted.
Kind of this hot.
That's right.
Fake AI chick.
Yeah.
And it says, woman. Artisans won't come into work hungover. And then at the bottom, it just says, the era of employees is here. The era of AI employees is here.
Hmm. Well,
probably pretty attractive if you're working on operating costs for a big company.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other one, too, is now a bunch of people are starting Instagram and OnlyFans accounts for fake women. They're developing AI hots.
Ooh, that sounds smart. I might like to get in on that.
Yeah. There's butts people.
What do you mean?
So, you know, OnlyFans and Instagram is basically, like, you know, like, people are paying for the interaction with hots. And so they're going on AI and they're literally creating women out of thin air.
You're telling the AI to make a woman that looks like X, that acts like Y, and yes, says Z.
And then there's a person, some of them are, the at interaction is AI, but a lot of times what's happening is there's like a guy or a gal who does some of the chats and live talks with people, but all the photos and the videos that they're putting out are AI. So someone says, hey, I will pay, like, this OnlyFans model, you know, $5,000 to do whatever. And you just type it into the AI, and the AI can make... That person literally thinks that who they're talking to is a real person.
And is answering them.
And is answering them. Yeah. And it's just some computer farm. It's just some AR farm or some fat guy in, like, Wisconsin.
Well, I get that, but how do you get past, like, the video?
Well, you can make AI make video.
The AI's making,
like,
the
AI is getting good
photos
enough that you can...
Yeah. That's good enough technology.
It will be.
Yeah,
I will be fooled by the person on
it will
the video.
Be. Yeah, not long.
Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that? Seeing as how,
I guess if you're leading someone to believe that the person is real and not telling them that they're not, but
maybe the computers will make me hornier.
It's already happening in Japan. If you ask Leo,
yeah,
or Luigi, I mean,
yeah, Luigi. One of his big things was the anti porn.
Too much porn
in Japan. So. I mean, we've talked about this. When the sex bots officially become like a realistic thing, or the AI girlfriend, there are going to be so many lonely incel men that are just going to check out of the actual dating scene, who are out there farming around for threes and fours, and they're going to be like, I'm just going to take the AI, or I'm going to take the sex robot.
Give me the AI 11, please.
Yeah. That is going to be a thing, and that is going to be problematic. And there's going to be a lot of divorces when we have the sex robot cafe, and the hubby is...
My hottie AI side piece doesn't talk back.
Bingo. And then we're going to get into a whole thing of, is robot sex cheating?
And boy, we've been down the robot sex road before.
That is going to be a thing. I guarantee freaking it.
Well, is it cheating? I mean, you know.
I think that depends on you're asking the man or the woman.
Well, what if she does it?
Well, yeah. I think the point is that they're not going to. That's going to be a male thing.
Ah, come on.
Yeah. Rob. Female
Someone
hookers,
on the YouTube chat says, best decision I ever made was no more porn.
Female hookers, service men. Male hookers, service men.
I don't know. I think my wife could be talked into it. Look at me.
She gets a Jason Momoa sex robot?
Yeah. She's like, ah. Do you mind? I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem... Like, why? What's the point? They just look over and be like, do you mind? Pretty hot. Damn. Not real.
It works.
You want to watch?
No, I don't want to watch.
You'd watch.
I'm going to pull out my little...
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Hey!
Whoa.
Hey!
Oh! That's not what I meant. Yeah, I've never seen so much dong in my life. All right.
We probably should go. Are we a break behind?
No.
No, but you should go.
Oh, yeah.
We're done.
No, we're not.
No, I think we are. This ass is over. Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis. There's a drop for everything, isn't there? Mm. Well, most people can suck it. Mm. Your mic's already off over there. This is great. Souk not talking is wonderful.
Take off your
hey,
shirt
shut
and
up.
Throw me.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
I do believe that Rob did just leave.
Wait, does he think the show's over?
No. Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, he knew we were going to break.
I knew we were going to break.
But what he does here is he goes and puts his little stuff in his little locker,
yes.
And then he comes back.
He does have a little locker.
And I think that's what's happening here. But we were so late, he might just miss the end of the show.
Yeah.
Has that happened before?
It's possible. I don't know. I don't know if he's unintended, like, because sometimes we'll, like, if you got a show or, like, a concert you got to go
to,
we'll cut out early. But
just accidentally missed the final seg?
I don't know if accidentally he's missed the final seg. Although, to be fair, this isn't much of a final segment.
No,
since we were so long. And this was one we actually could have gone longer on because we don't have, like, national program. We got the Hot Corner.
That's right.
Although, I don't see the Hot Corner guys.
Yeah, I thought those guys were up in business tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got some duck stuff coming.
Oh, you got some duck stuff?
Yeah.
Well. There you go. Well, you stick around. Hot Corner, Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher, Schultzy, are they here? Hey, look who's here.
Hi, Isaac.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just having a pee with a delightful pee chat with Patrick Harris.
Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Well, it was good.
Well, did you know that we need to go?
It was good to have you. And we'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7.
Bye.
Enjoy the Hot Corner.
Love you. Squirt. What are you gonna do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know. Well, I had to squirt. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.